Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Republican Representative Peter King today are reportedly going to call on the Senate to vote for House-passed background check legislation in the aftermath of the mass shootings in Texas and Ohio over the weekend that killed a total so far of 31 people. Joining us right now from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence is Kylan Hunter. Kylan, good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Is this incident, we thought maybe after, so many other shootings, whether it was Parkland or Sandy Hook, that something would change in our culture, something would be different, but it still continues. Do you think that this will be the incident that prompts leadership to do something different in Washington?
Well, unfortunately, mass shootings have become far too commonplace in America, as has everyday gun violence. I mean, beyond mass shootings, there are 100 people who die every day by guns in this country. And I really think it's become a cumulative effect. The American people are sick and tired of this being considered normal. We saw in the 2018 election really a groundswell of gun violence prevention advocacy, as well as an election of a gun violence prevention majority in the House. And I think it's a combination of a intolerance for these shootings, which is well-deserved, as well as seeing the House actually act and demanding more of the Senate, who is refusing to act right now.
Why do you suppose the Senate is refusing to act? And do you think that they will, whether they come back early from their current break or take it up when the break is over? Do you think the Senate will act in light of these recent tragedies?
Well, for far too long, to answer your first part of that question, for far too long, the Senate and elected officials across the board have been beholden to the gun lobby, not the American people, especially if we're looking at background checks here, which the bill S-42 is sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk right now. It is supported by well over 90% of the American people. This is what the American people want, and the senators have to listen to their constituents and their representatives, because if they don't, they're going to get voted out. If we're not changing the laws, we're going to change the lawmakers in 2020. So I think if the Senate doesn't act, they're going to be out of there.
That legislation would be a step toward ending gun violence, but what else needs to be done?
Yes, correct. Universal background checks are definitely something that is a proven step that's absolutely necessary. But in addition, we need to see an expansion of extreme risk protective orders. These orders that allow guns to be temporarily removed from individuals who are a proven risk to themselves or others, as well as a reinstatement of a federal assault weapons ban and a ban on large capacity magazines. These weapons of war, as we saw this weekend and we saw in Gilroy just a week ago, have no place in our civilian streets and are designed only to kill as quickly and efficiently as possible.
If the Democratic debates that were held in Detroit a week ago were held this week instead of last week, I'm sure that gun control would probably dominate the conversation. It wasn't mentioned that much, though, in the debate, was it?
No, it wasn't. And I think we talked a lot about health care and immigration, but I think gun violence fits squarely in so many of these other debates that we're having. Gun violence is a public health epidemic. Anything else that killed 100 people every single day would be well-researched, would be well-funded, and we would be clamoring for the best evidence-based solutions. We need to start treating gun violence like this public health epidemic that it is, and study it and implement the appropriate solutions.
What are some of those solutions? And we talked a little bit about it, but what are some other solutions? Obviously, you can't eliminate it 100%, but certainly there seem to be far too many of these incidents like what we saw this past weekend.
There are, and though we can't end it overnight, there are practical steps we can take. In addition to the legislative solutions I've discussed, as gun owners, there's things we can do every single day. And the first of that is to safely store all of our guns that we choose to bring in the home, and that is to store them locked, unloaded, and with ammunition stored separately. That simple step saves lives. A study done by the Houston Medical Center recently showed that if just 10% more gun owners safely stored their guns, 300 children would be alive every year. that are currently killed by guns. And so these are things that we can do that have nothing even to do with politics or elected officials. And we can work to end what is called family fire, these incidents of guns found in the home that happen every day, by taking steps ourselves.
Yeah, unfortunately, these incidents become highly politicized, and maybe that's part of the problem, because we know how polarizing politics can be. You know, as soon as you bring politics into the equation, it muddies the waters.
It does. However, this is not a political issue. This is a life or death issue. That's why we're calling on members of the Senate of both parties to take action, as well as gun owners across the country, myself included. I'm a gun owner. I've been around guns most of my life. To take action and to be responsible, that is, store our guns safely and change this culture that more guns equals more safety.
Kylan,
that's not true.
Are people often surprised to hear you say that you are a gun owner? You are with the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. Does that surprise people sometimes?
It does, but I think when you start to think about it, it should be perfectly natural. I'm a gun owner. I am very opposed to gun violence. That there's no part of being a gun owner where gun violence should be part of the equation. I'm also a Marine Corps combat veteran, and you know, I went overseas to fight to protect Americans, ostensibly, and yet it is more dangerous to be here at home. There's a greater likelihood that a member of our military will be killed in a shooting on U.S. soil than in a war right now, and that's completely unacceptable.
How can people find out more about the Brady Campaign? Where can they learn about your organization?
Yes, we'd encourage everyone to go to bradyunited.org and look at the vast variety of ways that you can take action to prevent gun violence.
Kylan, a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your attention to this issue.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye.